Hey, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Forgotten 45 show on the Radio Thrift Shop, broadcast on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org.
Thank you. California's own. California soul, California soul, California soul.
One of the great forgotten bands from the early 1970s, Matthews Southern Comfort, with their version of Joni Mitchell's Woodstock. And Matthews Southern Comfort was led by Ian Matthews, who was one of the original members of Fairport Convention. Hopefully I can dig up some Fairport Convention 45s for... And before that, we heard the Tamba 4 with California Soul. Well, this is DJ Frederick coming to you across the airwaves, digging into the crates, playing 7-inch vinyl singles from across the time span from the 1960s to the present in all genres.
Blood-soaked mud, his rifle in his hand.
Time waits for no one,
especially the young. So dry your eyes, little girl, a new love will come. Telegram said he won't be home. Your trembling knees told you, girl, you're in this world all alone.
Time waits for no one,
especially the young. So dry your little girl, a new love will come. He died so the others on his patrol could be saved. Metal in your hand, take with you to his grave.
I wait for no one,
especially the young. So dry your eyes, little girl, a new love will come. Thank you.
From 1965, that's Let's Get Together by the Wee Five. And before that, we heard an Ohio band known as the Paper Train from a 45 that was released back in 1969 on the Capitol record label, Time Waits for No One, Especially the Young. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London.
Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. You've heard the stories, the $37,000 bottle of cognac, that $1.5 million watch, or a cooking pot worth more than your house. The people who buy such things are participating in a behavior you probably also know, conspicuous consumption. But what you might not know is where that phrase hails from. An academic named Thorstein Veblen originally coined the term near the turn of the 20th century. Veblen combined sociology with economics in his masterpiece, The Theory of the Leisure Class, that was published in 1899. He argued there was a basic distinction between the productiveness of industry run by engineers and what he called the parasitism of business, which exists only to make profits for a leisure class. The chief activity of this leisure class was, you guessed it, conspicuous consumption. And their economic contribution was, according to Veblen, a waste that contributed nothing to economic productivity. Although he never advocated a worker takeover of the state like Marx, Veblen saw socialism as, quote, one intermediate phase in an ongoing evolutionary process in society that would be brought about by the natural decay of the business enterprise system and by the inventiveness of engineers, unquote. So the next time someone mentions the excellence of capitalism and the efficiency of our banking system, he might mention Veblen and the fact that he would consider businessmen, like those Goldman Sachs representatives in our government, as so many useless parasites. Considering where so many people are economically today, Veblen's time may finally have arrived. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.
We'll be right back. Standing firm on this stony ground, the wind blows hot, pulls these clothes around. I harbor all the same worries as most, the temptations to leave or to give up the ghost. I wrestle with an outlook on life that shifts between darkness and shadowy light. I struggle fear that they'll hear, but Orpheus sleeps on his back, still dead to the world. Sunlight falls, my wings open wide, there's a beauty here I cannot deny. And bottles that tumble and crash on the stairs are just so many people I knew never cared. Down below on the wreck of the ship are a stronghold of pleasures I couldn't regret. But the baggage is swallowed up by the tide as Orpheus keeps to his promise and stays by my side. Tell me, I've still fires never stop. Leave me. When this joke is tired of laughing, I will hear the promise of my Orpheus soon. Mighty dreams, as Orpheus sings of the promise tomorrow may bring.
From 1987, that's David Sylvian with Orpheus. Before that, something relatively new from 2017, the Mestizo Beat with Handcuffed to the Shovel, 45 released on Coal Mine Records. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Forgotten 45 show on the Radio Thrift Shop here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, and online at classicalwscs.org. here every Saturday evening at 10 p.m., so please tune in.
Exploring science and the sea. Even if you've never seen an ocean, you've probably felt one in the form of rain. A good bit of the rain that falls over land comes from the oceans. Eventually, some of that water makes its way back to the oceans, beginning the cycle all over again. Earth's water cycle is complicated. Sun-warmed water evaporates from the oceans and lakes. Plants breathe out water vapor as well. The water vapor then rises into the sky, where it condenses to form clouds. When the water droplets in the clouds get heavy enough, they fall back to the surface as rain, snow, or other forms of precipitation. The average gap between the time a water molecule evaporates and it falls back to Earth is about 9 days. The rain that falls on land runs off into rivers and streams, or soaks into the ground. Eventually, most of it makes its way back to the oceans. Since the oceans contain about 97% of Earth's surface water, they make the biggest contribution to evaporation. Most of that water rains back into the oceans. Only about 10% of it falls on the land, but that's still a huge amount of water. Of course, the rain doesn't come down evenly. In some years, some regions get little or no precipitation at all, while others get hundreds of inches. In fact, the record is more than 900 inches, more than 75 feet. But no matter where the rain falls, or how much of it there is, there's a chance that it comes from the oceans, continuing the never-ending cycle of water. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is available as a weekly podcast at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
This is DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Forgotten 45 show on the Radio Thrift Shop, here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, and online at classicalwscs.org.
Like a lotus with my incense burner, I unplug my head, tuning in the pulsations of reality. Short circuit vibrations start to throbbing, receding, ricocheting like a pinball on a rainbow, levitating my mind. With my mind expanding, exploding, I sit here meditating, searching, probing, skinny dipping in the depths of eternity. Meditating, meditating.
mind to satisfy my mind. The truth and reality. I sit here searching and probing in the depths of eternity. With my mind expanding, exploding, I sit here meditating, searching and probing for reality. Meditating, meditating.
Clouds came my way, bright and light clouds made me stay, bright and light clouds, you and I, happy day clouds now and every day. Sky, you and I fly up above and beyond angels' dreams. Baby, you're mine in God's sunshine. Hey, true love beyond any schemes or dreams it might ever hurt us so. Don't let go. Clouds made you disappear. Those dark and gray clouds left me standing here. I want you close and to me near. For dark and gray clouds I do fear. Dark and gray clouds shed a tear for me. Bright and light clouds came again. I found a new love, I start again. In our own clouds, her and I, all across the now blue sky. Dark clouds pass by.
New Jersey band The Kind, KYND, with a tune they released in 1969 on their one and only 45 on Kind Company Records. That was Clouds. And, yep, if you look out the window these days, that's pretty much what we see. That's your weather forecast. And before that, we started that set off with the Cave Dwellers from 1968, a tune called Meditation. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, and this is the Forgotten 45 show, where I'm digging for 7-inch vinyl singles. Don't really have any agenda and no genre, but I'll be playing 45s from the 1960s to the present. So please tune in every Saturday evening at 10 p.m. Immediately following Out of the Woods with Chip Colcord.
Thank you. morning dew, my honey. Walk me out in the morning dew today. I can walk you out in the morning. Out in the morning dew today. I thought I heard a baby cry this morning. I thought I heard a baby cry today. You didn't hear no baby cry this morning. You didn't hear no baby cry today.
Orange Wedge with a tune called Morning Dew here on the Radio Thrift Shop.
This is Bird Note. By now, retirees and other people who want to escape the dark days of winter have headed to California or parts of the Southwest or to sunny Florida. We call them snowbirds because they leave as soon as the snow begins to fall and temperatures drop. But there's another type of snowbird, the dark-eyed junco. Although you may see dark-eyed juncos here in summer, come fall, many, many more arrive to spend the winter. They've been nesting in the mountains or farther north. To them, this is a benign winter habitat. These juncos often find seed feeders for winter feasting. Watch for a small bird with a dark, sooty hood that covers its head and chest, a gray-brown back, and a white belly. However, the most attention-grabbing aspect of this shy junco is its tail. As the bird darts off, giving a sharp twittering call, it flashes the white outer feathers of its tail. Enjoy these dark-eyed juncos now and through the winter. Come spring, most of these snowbirds will head north or into higher elevations to begin a new breeding cycle. For BirdNote, I'm Mary McCann.
Support for BirdNote comes from Skagit Valley Tourism, a Pacific Northwest winter haven for swans, geese, raptors, and more. Info on the Birds of Winter experience at visitskagit.org.
Beneath its snowy mantle, cold and pink, the unborn grass lies waiting for its coat to turn to green. The snowbird sings a song he always sings, and speaks to me of flowers that will bloom again in spring. When I was young, my heart was young then too. Anything that it would tell me, that's the thing that I would do. But now I feel such emptiness within, for the thing that I want most in life's the thing that I can't win. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. What I love forever is untrue, and if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. The breeze along the river seems to say that he'll only break my heart again should I decide to stay. So little snowbird, take me with you when you go to that land of gentle breezes where the peaceful waters flow. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. What I love forever is untrue, and if I could, you know that I would fly away with you.
Life goes on day after day. Hearts torn in every way. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay. People, they rush everywhere, each with their own secret care. So ferry across the Mersey, and always take me there, the place I love. People around every corner, they seem to smile and say, we don't care what your name is, boy, we'll never turn you away. So I'll continue to say, will stay. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay, and here I'll stay, here I'll stay.
Well, a couple of hits from AM radio back in the day. That was Jerry and the Pacemakers from 1965 with Ferry Cross the Mersey. And before that, we heard Ann Murray from 1970 with Snowbird. And it may seem like kind of a weird, easy listening tune, but I think it's a beautiful song. And even Elvis Presley did a cover version, which was just really stunning, kind of lifts my spirits. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Forgotten 45 show here on the Radio Thrift Shop. The whole idea is we're digging through the crates to listen to 7-inch vinyl singles, obscure and not so obscure, forgotten and semi-forgotten from the past, oh, I don't know, say the 1960s up to the present. Thank you. Miss Dorothy Morrison with her version of Spirit in the Sky from a 45 that was released on Buddha Records. Before that, Mr. Cal Jader with Solar Heat. Well, this is DJ Frederick. Every so often I do like to change it up, so the new iteration of the Radio Thrift Shop is the Forgotten 45 show, digging in the crates for 7-inch vinyl records. I want to say thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed the show. You can email me at wscs@colby-sawyer.edu. That's wscs@colby-sawyer.edu. Until next week, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.